Dear Diary, I knew this is where it would end up. I knew. The first moment I set eyes on that beautiful little body of hers, that I had to fuck her, that I had to have her completely, that I needed to fill and stretch and rape and pillage that little body of hers. And that's what I did last night. I knew she was home alone. I made sure of it. Because I wanted to be loud. I wanted her to be loud. And so I snuck into her room. And she was asleep. Curled up. Their blankie. Such a sweet little thing. And I started to stroke her. Running my fingers along that smooth, beautiful skin of hers. And then dipping below the blanket. I could tell when she woke up. She pretended she was still asleep, though. But her breathing changed. And she went stiff. But I just kept stroking her. Running my fingers underneath. Those frilly pajamas she was wearing. Just sliding up. Running my fingers over her chest. Those little tiny hard nipples of hers. And still she pretended to be asleep. Which was better than yelling, I suppose. And then I pulled the blanket off of her and ran my fingers up her legs and toward the little white cotton panties she was wearing. And she began to squirm. But she wasn't struggling. Not yet. I think there was something safe in pretending to be asleep. Like she could indulge the good feelings without feeling guilty. Because, well, she was asleep. She couldn't help it. And so I began to rub the outside of her cotton panties. In a slow, circular movement, with just a hint of pressure. And then her breathing definitely changed. And she began to pant. And I could see her little hips starting to move, and I knew she needed more, wanted more. She was ready for more. And that's when I stopped. I pulled back. And I could tell that she was watching me in the darkness as I stripped. And then pulled my harness on, sliding my cock inside. I hadn't chosen the largest dildo for her. I mean, for God's sake, she's just a child. But it was still sizable. And I could hear her catch her breath when she saw it on me. I think she knew. I think she knew what was coming. My God. Opening her legs. Pulling off those panties. tasting once again that sweet, sweet nectar. I wanted to fuck her so hard, so fast. But I held myself back for a moment. Until I was absolutely sure that her tiny little pussy was ready. And then I fucked her. I know, you want more details than that, don't you? Well, I might have something a little bit better than that. I may have recorded it. Just the moment when I fucked her for the first time. I want to hold on to those little sounds she made. The sound of her coming on my cock. The little begging sounds. The little scared sounds. All of it. I'm going to listen to that audio again and again and again till the day I die. One of the sexiest moments of my life. Raping myself. Little me. Well, here it is. That's it. Just like that. Spread those legs. Yes. I'm going to fuck you. Can you feel me pressing against your entrance, little girl? Oh, don't cry. Don't cry. I know what you need. I know what you need. Oh, just relax. Just relax while I fuck you. That's it, little girl. Yes. Yes. Oh, that's not what you're going to be saying soon. I can hear how wet you are. Your body wants this, even if you think you don't. Yes. That's it. That's it. Yes. Oh, girl. Good, doesn't it? Feels good, huh? Feels good. Yes. You're gonna come on this cock, you're gonna come all over this cock, aren't you? That's it. Yes. 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 Such a needy little girl. Such a needy little girl. I know you need this cock of mine. I know. Yes. Exactly. Exactly. Yes. Come again. Come again on this cock. Yes. Yes. You little slut. Come over and over again. My darling little slut. Yes. 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 That's it. No, I'm not done yet. I'm not done fucking you yet. I think you need more. You need more. Yeah. 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 Oh, fuck. Yes. 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 Don't forget to breathe, baby. Don't cry. Yes. Fuck. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. I know what you need, baby. I know exactly what you need. Yes. Yes.
Dear Diary, she came back again.
This time was different. She put things inside me, and I mean, she had put her fingers and her tongue inside me before, but this time, she, well, I don't know, but it felt different, and I don't know, but I think I didn't want her to stop. Isn't that terrible? Aren't I just the worst person? I mean, I should have wanted her to stop, but I didn't. I can't believe that I don't know. I hope she comes back.